corporate industry is what is suffering. In other words, because of the emergence of coconut water, the fruit are not being allowed to mature, so your copra production and thing is declining. So I mean, you've seen the upsurge of the exports of Ghana cocoa water into Trinidad. But you're also seeing at the same time, Guyanese farmers reinvesting in coconuts. You got new plantations and so on. You got existing plantations being rehabilitated. So I don't quite understand why you would say and think, you know, so that there's this decline in coconut water production. I think the opposite is happening. That our numbers are showing that we've moved significantly. I think like there's been an increase something in coconut product production and thing by 20-30% thing since 2010.
So we're not running out of coconuts.
No, you're not running out of coconuts. There are issues. The issues of, you know, red ring and lethal yellowing, but these are being managed. These can be managed. Part of the problem and thing is that in some instances they're not being managed. That you have, I'm here on my farm, I am managing my red ring or my lethal yellowing in accordance to the protocol, but my neighbor isn't. Part of that solution to my mind requires that the various countries are going to have to say, look, lethal yellowing is a notifiable pest, a notifiable disease, which then mandates you by law to manage that pest in the most appropriate way. And that's a discussion that we've had with the coconut platform in Trinidad, in the presence of the Minister of Agriculture in Trinidad. And that's a recommendation, I think, which he's asked to be put formally before him so that we can proceed in that manner.